Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of the Coach Kayo Show. This is your live podcast. I'm Kayo Day McKinnon. I hope you're doing well in the land of the living. But like always, let me remind you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Remember this show while we talk all things soccer. The most important aspect of this show is to, or the purpose of this show, or objective of this show, is to inspire our young people to live out their purpose. It's very important now more than ever that we understand who we are, we understand why we're here, what is it we're supposed to be doing. So we want to continue to challenge our young people to be purpose-driven, to understand that they are here to make a difference. They're here to make an impact. And we use this platform to try and do that. Now, if we're able to inspire more than just our young people, but across the board, then we're also happy to do so. Nevertheless, please let me know that you're here. Definitely appreciate it. I'm grateful that you would take time out from your busy schedule to spend some time listening to this live podcast. But please do something for me. If you have not done so yet, please subscribe to the YouTube channel, Kayo Day McKinnon & Co. Hit the notification bell so you know when we're on. That will help you to share. Share this podcast so that we continue to go not just near, but far. And we could encourage more influential, competent people to come on this platform and share with the audience who might not oftentimes get the information that is necessary for their advancement. So sharing is not just a thing of, you know, getting us out there, but it's also an empowering thing that can transform, that could help, that could advance the lives of so many people. There's a lot of coaches who don't have access to resources because of where they at, where they are. Because of varying situations. And it would be very nice to have coaches, have players sharing their experiences. A lot of people are not knowledgeable of the game, from players to parents to supporters. So you need as much resources as possible to, you know, raise your level of understanding so that you can make more informed decisions. You can be critical, but it could be one that is helpful and not one that will destroy. So we want to talk about a simple topic tonight, and it's very authentic. Remember this show, we strive to be authentic. There's no script. We want to speak from experiences. We want to speak from things that we listen to on a daily basis, and we try to bring it so that others who might be dealing with the same thing understand that they're not alone. And we know if we do things authentic, we're speaking based on what we believe. And the most important thing is what we believe. And if you believe, then we can believe together. But we don't expect everyone to believe. And we must be okay with that. all of us. That not because someone don't believe, it means something is wrong with you. What it just means is that they have their own belief. But you must believe. That's where it starts. So we want to talk about choices. And I think within the soccer arena, we believe sometimes that we don't have the right to choose. I think we're put in a position oftentimes to think it's either this or that. And we seem to be powerless from coaches, players, parents. We feel a bit powerless in terms of when it comes to choices. So I want to address it. Three key things, and hopefully you can take part in this podcast and share your thoughts and maybe share your experience or your experiences that you would have encountered, and we can have a meaningful discussion that maybe we are able to transform or advance a life and give them the power, consciously or unconsciously, to be able to make their own choices and understand the power that comes with that. But before we go into that, remember, please do share. It's very important that you share more than you even like, so that we could continue to do what we're doing here. But let's talk about the KMXVI March, which you can go online and get whatever you desire. This is kind of our new wear, kind of very light. You could train with it. You can go jogging with it. You can just go take a normal hangout with it. Look like an athlete. It's very important to look like an athlete when you're an athlete. So, because you never know. You know, someone might be looking for a player and they might just have a conversation with you, and things can go from 0 to 100 very quickly. So it's very important that you always try to look like an athlete, look the part, your fitness, your dress, everything. So just quick interruption and we'll jump back in to discuss choices. KMXVI March, please do support.
Coyote McKinnon and company are ready to dress you in one of their most stylish, comfortable, and attractive athletic gears this fall for you to achieve that desired athletic goal. Check out their online store today for your joggers, tank tops, bras, backpacks, sweatshirts, and everything else you'll need to complete that look. It's Coyote McKinnon and company. We care.
Welcome back to the Coach Coyote Show. Coyote here. This is your life podcast along the Facebook lines, Instagram, and obviously YouTube. So, and if you are unable to sit and listen to this podcast in its live form, you can also check it out at wherever you listen to your podcast, Spotify, Anchor, etc. Once again, choices. I remember a story with a friend, and we were playing professionally abroad, and he was dealing with we had some trying times, very difficult times. And I remember one day, We went to a place. I'm not gonna say where we went, but we went to a very important place. And he had to make a choice. And he was given some time to make a choice. And he didn't know that he had the power to choose how the situation will end. So he opted not to make a choice. And then you might say, well, that is a choice. He didn't want to make a choice, but he had the ability to make a choice that could change the dynamics, and he chose not to. Unfortunately, it ended really badly for him. And that, in some way or shape, you know, affected how I proceeded with life, in terms of how so many people sometimes make you feel so powerless because they put you in situations, or they try to put you in situations where you really don't have a choice. And specifically, people in position of power, leaders, or what they call themselves, leaders. And I speak specifically to leaders because there's a notion that leaders have so much power that anyone below them don't have the ability to make a choice. More so, if you make a choice, it must be aligned with whatever they believe is right or wrong. We no longer have leaders who are there to empower people to actually make their own choices. But what we've done is create an environment where people have to totally depend or walk around with fear and trembling because they don't believe they have a choice about their own life. And have you ever heard, this is the way we do things as a coach, as parents, as players, things that are not proven, things that have not transform life or empower lives, but this is the way we do things. And we are faced with these situations so often that people have relinquished their power to make choices. They say they have the power to do it, but do they really have the power to do it? Because is it influenced by an external force, or is it influenced by your own belief, your own purpose, your own wisdom, your own understanding? The power of choice is not based on an external force. The power of choice, from my perspective, is a belief system that comes from within. And in football, in soccer, there are too many of our young people who are unable to make informed choices. Some are forced to play the game of soccer because my father played or my mother played, and we must carry on the family trend. Some are told, even if they're serious and want to do it as a career or want to go to another level, they are told you're wasting your time. That is not ego choice. This is the right choice for you. I am your mother. I am your father. I am the one in charge of you. This is what you will do because I know what's best. You don't have a choice in this matter. I'm not here to tell you how to parent or how to do nothing or how to lead. And no, I'm here to talk about the importance of choices. Because when we take away a person's ability to make a choice, we make them powerless. We actually destroy them. They become incapable of going through a process. You know, I was talking to a player a few days ago, and I tried to bring this concept of choices to them, how important it is. And it's important you understand that every choice that you make, a consequence is a default. But every choice, but once you make a decision, there is a consequence. It's important to make good choices. And I look at it from the perspective of, you know, when people make choices, they either seek after the product, and in this case, the soccer, players only seem to think about the outcome. They begin to play the game, or they like the game, and they instantly begin to talk about success, where they want to be, who they're better than, who they should be playing more than, which team is better, this tournament. They begin to think about the product, the outcome. And they oftentimes forget the process. Now, who is driving that? I think leaders, parents, have to take a look at themselves. Within the soccer environment, parents are one of the biggest stakeholders because they are the ones who oftentimes would invest in the in their child's career, which is fantastic. Your child wants to do it, they love it. Any parent who really love their child and know that they're happy and they want to play, they will invest. So they're the biggest stakeholders. And oftentimes when they invest, because they might be successful in their field and they're success driven, they also want the same thing for their children or their child. So the choice become the product, getting to the end, and they refuse the process. But I asked the question to the young player, and I said, listen, if you make that choice and your focus is only on the outcome, what happens? Because there's a moment of regression in it, don't matter what you're doing. It don't matter how many years you play. It don't matter how good you think you are. There's a process where there's a time or there's a period when there's a regression. Because even in fitness. Hi, Janelle. Good to see you. Please look out for Janelle McKinnon's book, Breakthrough, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. She's doing big things. Try and get that book. Very informative. So they give their players, they go straight to when you get there, there's a regression. There's a moment where you will experience some amount of failure. So just like fitness, it don't matter how fit you are, once you peak, you begin to go downwards. It's like you go up a hill, you get to the top of the hill, the only thing you can do is come down. So what you begin to do is focus on maintaining your fitness. Because if you overwork, you might then, if you do too much work at a certain intensity, you could now overwork and you could cause more damage. So there must be a period where you have to regress. So once you hit the top of the hill, you have to start going downwards in terms of fitness. And then now you've got to maintain. This is why everything is periodized, because it's making sure that you don't do too much too early, and you do enough at the right time, and that you don't do less for the work you need to do. And it's the same way when we make this choice of, listen, I am playing this game and you have to be successful. You have to get enough playing time. If you don't get enough playing time, I'm going to call the coach and I'm going to get some parents together and we will get the coach fired because Tommy, Johnny, not getting enough playing time because I want to see success. I want the product. And the product is me, parent, feeling satisfied that I'm getting what I paid for. Neglecting the process. Because one thing about going directly to that point of view or that situation, when there's regression, there's nothing to stumble on. You have to go right back to the beginning. So when you make a choice to jump from club to club to club because you're looking for something, but you don't know what you're really looking for, you're looking to satisfy something of your own desire so that you could feel like you're at the product stage where you're getting what you want and you neglect the process. But the one thing about the process, it provides all these different stumbling blocks in your life. Might I add? Choices are so important. You have to be careful who you associate yourself with, because they don't always understand the process. What they understand is the product. They want to get to the finishing. They want to see what they want. Everybody. It's important that we learn, though, that it's a process. And in that process, there's mountains you probably have to go around, you have to go over. There's the valleys where you have to suffer sometimes because there's nothing there. There might be a forest and you have to weed your way through and you got to do all manner of things. There's hurdles there. There might be a rock coming down a hill and you might have to try to get away from it. But as you go through that process, you're learning something about yourself. You're learning about who you are. You're learning about your struggles. You're learning about your pain. You're learning about who is for you, who's not for you. You're learning about what moves you, what encourages you, what motivates you. You're learning so many things when you're going through a process. And one thing about the process, when you make that choice, when you meet the stage of regression, you don't need to go all the way back to the beginning. Because remember, you've had some experiences, so you might be better equipped to know where I'm at now. Okay, I need to know. This is now a new challenge for me. Choices are super important. The power of choice is extremely important. It's so important that all of us have the ability to make one. I would hope that you make the right ones. And the right ones, I might add, from my perspective, based on my belief in Jesus Christ, is that you have to make the ones that don't just satisfy you, but you have to be able to make the ones that helps to transform the lives of others. If your choice only satisfy you, it is really not purpose-driven. Because purpose is you using the gift that was given to you to empower others, to give others the ability to seek after their own purpose and let them know it's a unique thing where they don't have to follow no one. Choices. You all have one. I must tell you also, you must not, I've had to learn this, you know. Many years, you know, growing up in very humble situations, I oftentimes thought about life being unfair. Because you believe that you're trying to do the right things. Every single person know their heart. People know they get up every day and their first thought is to do something evil. That's their choice. I'm not here to judge that. I don't know your story. I don't know what you've had to deal with. I don't know none of that. I'm just saying, every single person knows what is in their heart. Somebody might do something wrong, but there's something good in their heart. Because there was a man who said, you know, why is it I continue to do the wrong when my desire is to do the right? There's something that he needed to understand. That was his choices. And I remember these times you get up and your desire is to do well, desire to do the right things. And you're being taught to share, to, you know, to be content and good message. Good message that, you know, they say train up the child in the way they should go. When they're old, they will not depart from it. That's a true statement. You might fall away, but there's a time that statement becomes true, because you will get to a place where there's no other choice but to go back to the training which you receive, and there's a power in that. So you feel like life is unfair because the choices you are making, you see no reciprocity. And you start questioning, is this the right choice? And now, this is who you are. This is how you were taught. You know, there's a power in what you're doing. But you want to neglect it. And you want to make a choice that satisfy a specific need. You also have the power to do that. But what I'm saying to you is your choices being influenced by purpose, or is it being influenced by an external force? And once it's being influenced by an external force, it's no longer your choice. You might say, well, what do you mean? I'll say it again. When your choices are affected by your condition, by your circumstances, anything external, it is not your choice. Yes, pretty Nikki. It is definitely the most important thing. Choices are the... When I realized the power within choices, it began to give me a whole different perspective on life. And can I tell you, there's so many people who are struggling and they don't know why they are struggling. They have some real honest people. They're trying their best to do what is right. And they are constantly falling short. And they're sometimes at their wit's end. And these are young people who have a desire to play the game of soccer, who come to the field and they're so passionate about what they want to do. And you can see they are looking for someone to make a choice for them because they feel so powerless. Excuse me. Sorry. They feel so powerless. They don't believe that they have the power to make a choice. If something outside of you is driving your choices, that is not your choice. It is not your choice. And if you don't believe me, look at where your life is if you are uncomfortable with it. And look and see if the choices you are making or the way you feel, it's not influenced by something, someone, or a situation. It's a good time to examine yourself. Soccer is a very important game. And I know everybody put on a cleats and put a whistle around their neck and they come to field and they're given two balls and a few cones and they think they're a coach. Which is absolutely destroying the game. People don't just put on a white coat and pick up a tool and walk in into a room to perform a surgery because they like it. Nobody does that. But because of the choices that men are making to satisfy their own desire, it's the power of choices. You're doing it to satisfy your own desire. And what I'm hitting to, the choices that we make must come from us to empower and to bring about transformation to other people. Your choice must not be to feed your own desires. It must not be. You are a surgeon because you want to save somebody's life. They need your help. You are a mechanic because you want to help somebody to be able to utilize their car to do what they need to do. No one just walk in and say, I like cars and I like to be a mechanic and I pick up a tool and I start fixing people's car. No one goes to the mechanic and take the engine out to the front and put it in the back seat and say, yeah, it could drive. No one does that. No. You in that moment, you're obviously doing it for your own self because you don't know what you're doing. That choice that you're making is for you. You're just happy. You feel like, oh, I want to do this. And in the game of soccer, there are too many people who just think they could walk on the field, put on the cleats, look like they look, put a board in their hands, and then say, I am a coach. You know how destructive that is to a person having the ability to make their own choice? You know how destructive that is? It is the same way as me walking in to do a surgery on somebody to save their life. They will arrest me for not having the prerequisite to do what I'm doing. Because I'm going to destroy a life. It is a poor choice. Because that choice is only self-serving. It is for no one else. I am speaking on this because this these choices, they are so important to empowering others to make their own choices. Because the choices that you're making, it's not based on your own desire to fulfill your own desire, but it's a choice that brings about transformation. So there needs to be some meritocracy in what we're doing. Unfortunately, it don't exist. Because people have refused to make their own choices. It is governed by external forces. You can't even ask someone what they believe in. They will tell you what the expectations are. What do you believe in? You know, when they speak, they talk about an environment, an industry. The trends, all those things are important. Within context, yes, it is. But to ask someone, what do you believe? Try it. They will tell you everything else about the industry, what you want to hear, but they don't have the ability to make a choice to speak from their own belief. So that it gives people the ability to make their own choices based on what they believe. I think it's more important for you to make a choice of what you believe. And if someone believes what you believe, then you will go together. If you make a choice, just because you want something, don't care what you say, it will be destroyed. You must make your own choice. Not because you want something from someone else, but because you're looking for a people who believe what you believe so that you can go together. And can I tell you, two can put 1,000 to flight. Young people don't seem to have a choice. And there's some young adults and some adults. They've never really had a choice. They have relinquished the ability to make their choice, their own choices, and society have dictated how they should make those choices. Did you ever heard someone say, well, this is how things are being done, so I have to do it. Well, if I don't do it, you know, I'd be left on the side. People will despise me. This is such a destructive behavior from leaders, from parents, from peers. A person don't have the ability to make their own choice. If you don't wear a certain thing, you don't look a certain way, if you don't have the best soccer cleats, if you... Nah, you're not special. We must encourage choices. There is a power in the ability to make your own choices. And in soccer, what I've seen, what I've learned, that people are not making their own choices. Their choices are influenced by an external force and never based on purpose, which comes from the inside, your own choices. I want to talk about three important things that how important it is to make your own choices. But you have to stay with me after this quick break so I can bring to you the R&K Just Clean Learning Corner. Hopefully this is informative and you could utilize it to continue to build your game intelligence, your game understanding. Please make sure that you continue to support, share this live podcast so that we can continue to reach as much young people as possible and bring about transformation. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Defend when a team plays with four up front and they're trying to isolate your defenders to take away coverage. One of the ways you can do that quickly is having your nine force the opposition to play in one area of the field. If that happens, then it forces the 10 to be on the ball side, taking away the spaces. The seven get really compact and a bit deeper. The two is on the outside. And now we have the balance with the eight coming across and the 11 dropping inside. Three coming inside. What becomes very important is in the central area of defense. How do you deal with this? Well, one of the ways to deal with it is bringing back the six to mark on the ball side and allowing the four to give coverage. So when you see a team play with two forwards, it's because they're trying to take away the coverage for the first pressure. So if there's 1v1, then the coverage becomes very compromised because if, let's say for instance, quick example, if the ball comes into nine, and the 10 is there, if the 5 give coverage, then there's gaps in between here. If the 3 comes inside, then there's an option outside. So to take care of that, we make our numerical advantage in the middle here, which give coverage and allow the players to stay with theirs. I hope this was helpful. See you again at a new Learning Corner. Okay, welcome back to the Coach Kayo Show. We're about to wind this down. Kayo Day here. I hope that you are sharing this podcast all across your platform. Please subscribe to the channel, Kayo McKinnon & Co. Hit the notification bell so that you know when we're on. Please do send your feedbacks and your questions, you know, share your views on the podcast. You know, life is about improving. Life is about getting better. You got this one life. And it's important to be vulnerable and to have a sense of humility because it empowers you. It makes you stronger. You know, I've had to learn those lessons and it's good lessons to learn. And you move on. There's the power of choice. You choose to move on. You don't have to be stuck with the ideas of men, the experience of the old, the way other people think. You respect that is their choice. And you have the responsibility to make your own choice and detox whatever negative thoughts you've built up to drive negative choices. Because at the end of the day, no matter what happens in life, it will come down to the choice or the choices you would have made. Can I tell you that everything in your life right now, especially young people, what you're dealing with, the struggles in your life, the pain, the frustration, all of those things, while I empathize, none of those things will change until you decide to make a choice to change it. Until you decide to detox the mind that drives the emotions and bring things into your consciousness, which produce obviously feelings, which we define as your actions, then you will continue. You will have this roller coaster ride with your life because you have not detox. You have not rewire your brain. So it's important. It's a powerful thing. Try not to justify nothing when it comes to making choices that will affect you in a negative way. Like this, somebody would have done you something wrong. And you're trying to get your get back. Okay. That is your choice. But can I tell you, that choice is based on an external force. You're already contaminated. And no matter what you do, no matter how long it takes, that choice or that mind will destroy you. Because it's not filled with purpose. So someone could say, don't waste your time playing soccer. Don't waste your time doing this. Don't waste your time doing that. You're never going to get nowhere. That's not a career. That's not nothing. Well, it's a gift. And what I believe in is your gift will make room for you and bring you before thousands. Before great men, sorry. Your gifts will make room for you and bring you before great men. But there's someone out there who's saying that your ability to use your gift to empower you, to bring about transformation in your life, that is not your choice because it's not a healthy life. Because their definition of a healthy life is the choice they would have made that they would not have made. Somebody made it for them. And now they're unhappy with their lives. Now they're putting their fears, their doubts in you to not make your own choice that's supposed to bring your gift forward and manifest the best side of you. You're struggling in life because 90%, 99.9% of your choices is influenced by an external force. What someone would have done, what they would have said, how they would have treated you, and you think you're justified. But can I tell you, that thing will destroy you. You wonder why you can't get the thing out of your head? Because you put it in your head. You have chosen to put it there. It's not going to leave. Nothing will help you. Nothing. No matter how much help you decide to go seek, you must make a choice. No one can help you. They can influence you. They can have an impact on you. But they have to bring you into a position where you have the ability to make your own choice. This is why at KMS say we try to teach principle. Because we understand and we stand on the definition of principle as foundational truth, which dictates one behavior, their belief so that they can make their own informed choices. What do you want to achieve? And can you make that choice based on what you want to achieve? It's an important step because it drives focus. And focus for us is the ability to align behaviors with outcomes. So don't say you focus, but your behavior don't align with your outcome. Not sometime. Can I tell you? Not sometime. You have to do it all the time. This is why it must come from you, because there must be a passion. There must be a desire. There must be something that drives you forward every single day that you can remain focused. Focus is not an easy thing, because you have to look at your choices every day, because it is the ability to align whatever you are doing based on your outcome that you desire. Focus is not concentration. From our perspective, concentration is the ability to stay on task. You're given a task. Can you execute it? Focus is big. It's your whole life. It's every day. It's how you get up. It's what you do first. It's what you do last. What you do in between. So, I am focused. But you're drinking alcohol. Don't know that it destroys certain cells within your brain, new cells that helps to bring new ideas from choices that you keep making to help you to improve and to change the bad habits that you've developed. But you're drinking. No judgment here. I'm just saying. Is that the choice of focus? Is that aligned to the outcome that you desire? No. We must teach principles, and we must be okay with that. It's a real struggle for coaches to be able to make their own choices. There's a struggle for parents to make their own choices. There's a struggle for players to make their own choices, because we're living in a system that don't want people to lead. They want to lead them. They want to be in charge of them. They don't want to lead them to teach them how to lead. They want to lead them in a way where they are in charge, because there's so many people who are insecure. So their choices is always to is either if you are a problem, listen, we'll shut every door on you. And that's their choice. But there's a repercussion for that type of choice, where everything is based around you. It is based around an external force. It is not driven by purpose, because choices that are driven by purpose always empower other people to make their own choices. And then you begin the process of transformation, if necessary. I was listening to a story just the other day, and I'm wrapping up. Coach made a decision that this is the way we'll go about things, as his choice, because he believes that this is what the team needs. Made a choice. Now the team is successful and they're doing what they're doing, and they're doing well. Now a group of parents decide that our choice is more important. Product again. We don't care about no one else. We care about our feelings. We care about how we feel and what we want. Now, the coach is making a choice for the team, everybody outside of himself, which he will benefit from, obviously. But I believe, based on the conversation, the choices are being made because he have to cater for everyone, because he don't, or he do, or he don't, he's still doomed. Because if you make a choice to please everyone, someone will be upset because they think he's making poor decisions. That's the job of the coach. To make the best decision. And we're not going into all the details. That's why Safe Sport is there to make sure people are protected. And we're not talking about that. We're talking about a choice based on soccer decisions and the best, what the coach seems to be best or believe to be best. That is his choice that will help the holistic team. Some might argue, well, he might be making the best decision for himself. Neither here nor there. But that's not the story. So a group of people think, you know, we're not happy. So they decide they will come together and they will have the coach removed. Not worrying about how it's affecting no one else. It is just based on their feeling. Now, I'm not here to discuss if it's fair or it's not fair. But with that choice, what is it you're teaching your athlete? This is a world that you look at the external force to make choices. You don't worry about what is on the inside of you. You don't worry about what makes other people's lives better. You must worry about you. And then you grow up and you wonder why they cannot. They grew up and you wonder why they're struggling with so much mental things. They're struggling with their self-worth, self-esteem. They care about who like their picture or who don't like it. They have so much filter that they have to filter everything so they look the part to be likable. Because nothing is on the inside of them. Everything is on the outside of them. But now you go to the leader and the leader's choice is based on the external force. He's unable to make a choice based on his own belief. He's making the choice on the fact that if he don't, he will lose. He will lose the resources, revenue, and everything else. Again, I'm not saying that's right or it's wrong. That's not my discussion. I'm saying making your own choice is a powerful thing. One, we have free will. We have free will. Today, I put before you two things. For who know, know. Today, I put before you. There's no middle ground. That is the free will that all men has. When you reject your free will to make a choice, when you allow others to dictate the external force, when you allow the external force to dictate, yeah? You allow the external force to dictate. Sort out my mic. Yeah. You allow the external force to dictate your choices. You lose the ability to have free will. And free will, this is how powerful choices are. You begin to suffer with doubts. But some people are always looking over their shoulder, wondering. They're always trying to be a step ahead of somebody. I'm going to be smart before they smart me, kind of thing. Excuse me. When your choice, when you relinquish, and can I tell you, if you're going to be a champion, you're going to have to demonstrate the free will. No one can help you. I tell you again, absolutely no one can help you. What people are doing, they're supporting your choice. And if your choice is not coming from you, that's a double whammy. Because they're supporting something that's not even you. So you're getting, you are receiving bad information double times. Because they're encouraging and supporting a behavior that you are influenced by an external thing. So it's not even real. When you neglect the free will to make your own choice, and we must teach the young ones not to do what they want. But we must help them to understand how important their choices are and the consequences of it. Because it's a default. It's going to happen to them. And they must learn how to deal with it. They must learn how to bounce back from it. There must be a consequence. They must understand that, but they must also be empowered to make their own free choices. Now, obviously, you'll use your own wisdom and your own intelligence to know some things. At a certain age, you gotta, you know. That's why they say train up the child, chanak. Make sure they're going in the same path, going in the same line to where they came from. So there's a responsibility at a certain time to begin that process. So then you can relinquish that power and give it back to its rightful owner. Choices. One thing when you neglect free will, you become irresponsible and don't understand accountability. This is why when a child comes off the field and they're crying, the coach knows he's going to get an email. Nothing about, you know, what makes you, why are you feeling the way you're feeling? Well, you know, coach didn't give me enough playing time, and he gave this one another playing time, and I don't think that is fair. And, you know, emotions kick in. Mama bear, papa this, papa lion, whatever you want to call them. It kicks in, and it's now they're in protective mode. And now we have to let the coach know how we feel about him, because my child is hurting and I that's not what I want. No responsibility, no accountability. Listen, this is what happened in life. Life is not fair. No, think about this. You know what? Listen, son, do you have your health? Unfortunately, there are children in a hospital right now who can't run because they're sick, and their parents are sitting at their bedside praying and hoping that one day they will have the ability to run around and play and have fun. Is that fair? Oh, yes, I know you felt bad about not having enough playing time, but listen, you have a house to go to. There's children right now who don't have a home. Is that fair? No. The first reaction is to take away the ability of that child to make their own choice and to help them to say, listen, yes, that's how I feel. But guess what? What choices can you make? Can you go back to practice and run harder? Can you show the coach you want more playing time? No. I will show you that I am boss. And I would take away the choice from that child to become better, to be empowered, to begin the process of transformation. When we refuse free will, when we refuse the choices that empowers us, that we is purpose driven to give light onto others to make their own choices, we replace it with doubts and fears, and we become irresponsible, and accountability is not a part of our lives. It's always someone else's fault. It's okay because we were taught like that. We justify our behavior because it's okay to make a choice to blame someone else for what has happened. No, that person would have made their own choice, and you would have made your own choice also. Don't make your choice because you're impacted or influenced by an external force. I know you've been taught all of that and you think it's okay. But there's a reason why you have the power to make your choice. It is the reason why you have free will, because you cannot blame no one for the choices you are making. Oh, well, my mom tell me I should do it. My mom tell me I should lie. I remember a story, a player come to the game and he's, the player's looking extremely tired. I'm like, what is wrong? And I said, listen to me. What did you... Did you participate in something before you came to this game? No, I just came from thing. I said, look at me. Did you participate? Did you participate in an activity before you came to this game? Yes, coach, I did. I went and played a game. I said, so why did you lie? My mom told me to tell you that is what happened. This boy is 11 years old. Maybe it's a fear of you might not play. But what choice is that? Tell him to go tell the truth. Let him make his own. Listen, this is the choice. You, if you lie, there's a consequence. There's a consequence. If you tell the truth, but I want you to please choose the right thing. Choose the right thing. Because I don't want you to end up in a wrong place. But this is your choice. This is your, you go and make the choice. It shouldn't even be a discussion about lying. But okay, we're talking about choices, and people would make whatever choice they want. People can make a choice to be evil. They can make a choice to be wicked. They can make a choice to want to destroy your life. Listen, it is their choice. That is the free will they have. Everything comes with a consequence. It is, you cannot make your choice though, because that person make a choice to destroy your life. You cannot justify it. That's not how it works. You have a free will. I put before you two things. We will talk about those things another day. But think about it. You have ears, let them hear. Be a champion. And you will become a champion when you begin to make choices based on purpose that is coming from the internal side, that it is driven by purpose to transform the life of someone else. That is the free will. You have the ability to think as you wish. I am telling you. Because we have the ability to influence. We have the ability to... we have the talent. We are purpose-driven people. So you have the power to think as you wish. You should not be influenced by external force. when it comes to making choices. I know you might disagree, but this is an authentic show. This is not driven by societal norms or the expectations of men, but it is driven by what God says about men. You have free will. And that free will is a choice between two key important things. That is what he said. And every single person on the face of the earth execute that approach. You must know which side of the fence you are. But there's a power in that choice. And if it's influenced by any external force, you are in trouble. And you can't say, I made my own choice because somebody did that to me. No, it's not your own choice. You misunderstood. You misrepresenting your own self. That's a perception. That's delusion. You're saying, I made my own choice because of what that person did. That's not your own choice. It is influenced by what's an external force. I'm telling you. I will not come back to the team because the coach is demanding greatness from me. And it makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm not making a decision because my purpose is to get to the highest level and this coach don't have the competency or the qualification to be able to take me there. And I need to be there because I have a cause. And my cause is to bring transformation into the lives of those in my community. I might be the first one going to college, and I might be able to inspire my little sister, my cousin. You're doing it for a cause, for a bigger purpose than yourself. But I leave the team because, you know, I want to play and the coach don't want me to play and he's unfair to me and he playing this other person. And it's all of those things that have nothing, absolutely nothing. Your choices that you're making have nothing to do with empowering you. It's an external force that is affecting your decision, your choices. Last one, then I'll get out of here. When you make your own choices, when it's inspired by purpose, I hope you get in the message that you still have the power to make whatever choice you want to make. I am making mine. And respect yours. It gives ownership. And you're able to manage yourself. That's very important. Take responsibility for your choices. Take responsibility for it. Detox your mind. You know, there's things that have happened in life. There's events, there's trauma, there's bitterness, there's people feel unfairly treated, and it's justifiable. You feel that way because it happened. It's an experience in your life. But can I tell you, nothing will change in your life until you begin to make choices about your purpose, about how you want to bring about transformation excuse me, in someone else's life. It have nothing to do with the sign. It mean it have nothing to do with an external force. That is not what your choices should be based on. It should be based on your assignment, your purpose, what you're passionate about. So if you're not passionate about coaching and about leadership and about development, please. If it's too hard, if it's too difficult, it's too time consuming, if it's all of these things, please stay away from the sport. Because what you're doing, you're making decisions that don't align with the choices that empower others to make their own choice. You as the leader have to do it. You have to set the tone. Because the players are believing what you believe in. And if you don't believe in making your own decisions and your own choices based on purpose, but you will go on YouTube and pick up sessions and go run it because, you know what, I'm tired. We're going to just do this today. I don't have no time, you know. No consideration of you're dealing with young people who have to live a life after 12 and after 13 and after 14, and then they get to 21. And they're struggling. They don't even know what they want to do. They want you to make a choice for them because they don't have no clue. You have played a part in that. Because you are leading. You are affecting that change. And that's all across the board. Very important. It's no meritocracy now. It's their choice. And it's respected. It's their choice how they want to do it. There's a time and there's a season. And sometimes seasons go really, really long. The summer season is short. The winter season is very long. Everything has its season. Everything got its time. And then it changes. Some people had a season for 40 years. Then it changed. I encourage you, young players, begin to reflect and look into your own self to see where you are, to understand why you play the game, why you love the game, what is it you want to achieve. And I encourage parents to have those conversations. And to empower our young people to make their own choice and then guide them through that process. And making sure that the constant is they're having the ability to make their own choices. And you can oftentimes put consequences before them so they understand what comes with it. Empower them. I don't know. I don't know why I'm doing this. I don't know. I don't know why I feel this way. I don't know why I don't want to run. I don't know why I can't get this right. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. They say wrong choices causes brain damage. Because your action, there's an action that filters into that. And sometimes people are so lost because the choices that they've made, they felt like they needed to make it because of someone else or some situations or something. And then it didn't work out and they don't know where to turn. They don't know what to do because it wasn't their choice. They didn't use their free will. Not that other will. Free will that was given to you. I put before you two very, very important things. That is the power of choice. And even him stayed away from that. You can achieve what you want to achieve, what you want to achieve, if you are purpose-driven, if you are passionate, if it inspires you, if it empowers you to help someone else, if there is a cause, not just a goal, but a cause. If that is you, I encourage you to make your own choices. Not influenced by an external force. People can inspire you. People can motivate you. But that is not the end all. The end all is when you make a decision based on your purpose, your assignment to this life. And if you don't understand, this is where the leaders, the parents, and everybody must come in, and they must teach you how to do that. They must train you how to do that. So that there's a cause behind whatever you're doing that is greater than yourself. And I tell you, your life will change forever. I hope this podcast was informative, and please do share. Please do support us in whatever way you choose to, as we continue to fight this good fight of faith and continue to do our part in serving our young people and wanting to see transformation in their lives so that they become the best version of themselves, what they were created to do. This is our task. This is our goal. This is our vision. This is our mission every single day. Before goals and all of those things can play any part, understand who you are, why you're here, what is your cause? Because outside of those things, you're not making no good choices in your life. Your choices are influenced by external forces. Stay blessed. And enjoy the rest of your night. Looking forward to seeing you here next Saturday. Be blessed.
Now is the time to keep your family warm with quality insulation for your home from Pro Insulation Company. At Pro Insulation, we solve all your residential and commercial insulation needs. Attics, crawl spaces, walls and ceilings, new and existing homes. And we offer traditional insulation and spray foam.
Call Pro Insulation Company today for your free in-home estimate
for all your insulation needs.
Leave it to the pros and call Pro Insulation Company in Plainfield today.